going to be stacking all along here. And because we recently had these buildings built without sidewalks on Landing Drive, I don't know where the pedestrian bike traffic is going to go. So it's a matter of somehow having future setbacks on Landing in the city's development plans that allow for that, and then some sort of change at boundary or change at Hamilton Court. Maybe, I don't know what the answer is, but you're leaving it all for us to figure out.
Well, I'm leaving it for the future, but Dan, you have some comments about this?
If we can get the projector up there real quick. I think it's important to remember why streetcars in this conversation in the first place, which is that the street being that we're talking about, this is Moody Avenue here. This is a privately owned Willamette Shoreline consortium right away. And the Moody Avenue from Bancroft to Hamilton will need to be built with a rail component. Whether you build that with streetcar or you build the existing Willamette Shoreline trolley again.
Has the right of way increased though over time?
No.
So the 65 feet was
The width of the right-of-way?
Right.
I would leave that to
That is what was purchased.
Yes, that's right. There is a mix of rail right-of-way and other public rights-of-way in that particular segment. But between Hamilton and Hamilton Court and Bancroft, whether you keep the existing plan or you adopt this new plan, that particular section of Moody will need to be built with rail component in it.
But I heard that the easement is increased to width-wise to accommodate two lines. For instance, and then if it goes, if your alignment goes to a place where there's not a, like, for instance, on Landing Drive, if it gets from the right-of-way to Landing Drive, it's going to go where there is no alignment, so that'll take.
Okay, so now we're conflating two different conversations here.
Okay.
So this particular street plan amendment is specific to Hamilton and Bancroft to Hamilton Court, and that's the vote. There is a separate conversation, which the mayor alluded to last time, about where should streetcar go in the future. There is an idea out there that we could do it through Landing Drive, which genuinely we have been blown back by the John's Landing Neighborhood Association, been told no several times on that front. We're not interested in going places where we have to push our way in. We do retain the option of going on McAdam from Bancroft up to McAdam if we want to go south to Selwood Bridge or further. That is the locally preferred alternative today. Absent the neighborhood suggesting this, and this is exactly what I told you in our meeting 2 weeks ago, if this is an idea the community wants, we can make it work to have streetcar and Landing Drive. But absent that pull from the community, that's not going to happen. And so I think the changes you're suggesting to boundary should be separate from whether or not streetcar is going to be there.
So, but do you really want to spend money to extend the streetcar to Hampton Court if at some point it really is going to go backwards and go from Bancroft to McAdam?
So let me restate, and I'm doing this with everything I know and everything I believe, what I said last time, and that is, in an era that we're in right now, okay, I've been real involved in streetcars here and all over the country. Some got built, some didn't. So I've learned a little bit about how streetcars get built. And especially now, in an era when this city council, me included, mea culpa, have dedicated basically every available dollar of tax increment revenue for the next 20 years to affordable housing. There's not TIF laying around to spend on streetcar, generally. Sorry, Dan. And when, at least for the next 4 years, the Trump administration is going to be determining federal transit investment policy. Don't hold out much hope there. And when autonomous vehicles are just around the corner, I'm not sure where streetcars are going to go. I think streetcars are cool. And they've done a lot for our city, and they will do a lot for our city for the rest of time, or at least for hundreds of years, as long as people want to move around the city by means other than a car or some other technology that hasn't been invented yet. I'm being a little playful. Let me get back to a serious point here. Streetcars are only going to go where they're pulled by the property owners and residents of those neighborhoods. I don't care if you're talking about Fort Worth or South Portland. They're only going to go where they're pulled. They're only going to go where the property owners and residents say, we've come up with a bunch of money to extend the streetcar. That might happen here in Conway. It might happen on Sandy Boulevard, or it might happen in South Portland. But what's not going to happen is a bunch of people in City Hall and PBOT or the Portland Streetcar Board are going to say, we got a deal to push streetcar into this neighborhood. You can you can put that fear to bed. It is not going
to
happen.
Who's taking it to Hamilton Court, though?
No one at this point. It's streetcar's not going anywhere at this point. We've got lines on the map and no money. So again, I'm being a little playful, but I'm totally serious. You do not have to worry. I'm telling you this as the mayor, and next month I'll tell you the same thing as a private citizen. You don't have to worry about somebody in City Hall, this mayor, next mayor, any mayor, and this council, and next council, any council, pushing the streetcar down your throat. The only way you're ever going to get the streetcar in South Portland is if you beg for it and come up with a hell of a lot of money.
So just clarify me. Sorry, I don't understand. The proposal we've got did include streetcar on the new section.
I think we've probably not done a good job of communicating this. There is an existing rail right-of-way in what we're calling the future Moody. That exists in the current street plan. That has not changed one ounce.
That's the Willamette Shore trolley right-of-way that was purchased by the consortium for $2 million all those years ago.
It's not PBOT right-of-way. It's not in our control. So if we come in and propose a street in Moody, we are obligated to provide some sort of rail when we put that street back, or we have to buy the consortium property out because it's not our right-of-way. It's privately owned.
So then again, I'm not sure how this costs less if we're going to have to do that. I know that time is going by. Well, I know also that South Portland neighborhood has had a history of saying, yes, we're welcome development, just do it right. You just said that as well. And I know that you have a lot of expertise. It seems to me if we were to lock Commissioner and you four in a room and told you not to come out until you've got some agreement, that would be helpful to me at least.
One final point I would make is the issue here with Bancroft. The ultimate solution you want is to have a free flow of cars going in and coming out. And the only way that you're going to have that is to spend money and make McAdam over this intersection a bridge so that you have then Bancroft coming out without stopping and traffic going in without stopping. That's the only possible solution. This is not going to help eliminate the congestion.
And again, that might happen, that sort of Connecticut Avenue solution might happen someday, but I wish you a long life, but it's not going to happen in your and my lifetime. It's just not. The money's not going to be there for that. And so, to me, the bottom line about this for the council is, I think having you all negotiate a little further might make some sense. But, the question is, the perfect is the enemy of the good, and in the long run, we're all dead. Should we do this?
What's a jelly fellow?
Should we do this now? Should we do these three things now? I think we should. Maybe we'll do these four things, because you've made some good points about why not keep this option. And what I think is going to happen, sorry, this is a life sentence for those of you that are neighborhood volunteers, is this plan has gradually become clear working north to south. It's not clear south of Hamilton Court what's going to happen. And, I mean, you've pointed out, or sorry, Andrew's pointed out assiduously that, actually it was a whole different development scheme when this neighborhood was developed, approved by, I guess, the Ivancy administration in the 1970s of private streets are fine and we don't care about pedestrian connectivity, and we're all about suburban style development and walling ourselves off from traffic rather than urban circulation where we have less traffic because there's lots of grid, right? And what's happening is the new paradigm, or actually it's a very old one that I just described, is gradually walking from north to south. We've got a grid where there was never a grid before, and we're going to have a little bit of a grid down here, and we're going to have lots of pedestrian and bicycle connectivity, which is how people in your neighborhood mostly want to get north, right? So I don't think anyone has figured it out south of Bancroft. I think you're going to be in a planning process a year from now, 5 years from now, with some of the same people trying to figure it out, the next stretch of that. But I would say stick with it, because so far, we're getting it more right than not, and maybe you've helped today get us a little more right yet. But I would say we should try to do this now, now meaning next month, while Steve and I are here, but you're not done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both. Thank you very much. Thank you as well, Dan. So, Steve, I don't know if the schedule is such that we can bring this back, because it's where we left that.
I don't know what we can do in the next few weeks.
It's on the calendar.
Yeah.
We can adopt it. And I guess my suggestion would be try to have the meeting that you just suggested, see if we can't make some more progress there in terms of the neighborhood's acceptance of where we're headed. You react an hour later to the suggestion that we've just heard to maybe leave those right-of-way sections in the plan, because I for one, am interested in that.
Unless Andrew wants to contradict me, and that's fine if he does, we can leave the lines on the map. They may just be extremely challenging for us in the typical development-related process to acquire that land.
Those lines, on the map, and then everybody lives, but you get to go ahead with these three changes that you believe are prudent.
And we can come back to council if for some reason that red flag appears more solidly that we can't get it amended at a later date.
Potentially you could add some more language in the whereases and directions about what the mayor just said and what the concerns we've heard, and that we are going to continue looking at it.
So just a couple things. It is scheduled to come back on December 7th. I think you know that. One point that I just wanted to make in response to the line of questioning by Commissioner Fritz is that the right-of-way that we need to acquire on Moody Avenue is much different than the right-of-way that we need to acquire for Bond Avenue south of Bancroft Street. So the right-of-way on Moody Avenue is owned by the consortium. That $36 to $45 million cost that I cited includes the value of that right-of-way. The city of Portland is a part owner of the consortium, and so in some respects we're negotiating with ourselves. And in some respects, we start with the football not on the zero-yard line, but more like on the 30- or 40-yard line in terms of already having access to that right-of-way and then actually funding a project. I think if we retain the lines on the map for Bond south of Bancroft, it gets to be a very different conversation. I would just say that I think about things in terms of opportunity cost. If I had another $20, $30, $40 million, $50 million to kick around, I think that that money would be much better spent on building more public street connections south of Hamilton Court than it would be to extend Bond Avenue. That's strictly my personal opinion, but I think given the years of discussions, for example, we've had with property owners south of Bancroft, I think it's just unlikely that we're going to get much collaboration or cooperation on extending Bond, and I think that puts us kind of back in the same boat that we're in right now.
I don't know how those properties would develop if they didn't have those streets in there. And also potentially since we're doing the comprehensive plan, we could do some kind of bonus opportunity to give more development power.
So sounds like at least we may have an interest in you have bringing back an amended proposal that shows those street right-of-ways still in the plan, but nevertheless affirms the big three changes that you want to recommend for short-term action.
And since we know there's a number of things on the December 7th calendar and it's coming right up, perhaps we could continue it to the 14th or the last week.
We're going to talk about the address changes?
No? I'm assuming that the address...
It's a wonderful idea. Yeah.
No, it's
but
a
that's
wonderful
not part
idea,
of this proposal, is
it's
it?
It's not part of this proposal and deserves
a... to get to it. Okay.
Well, it's a fascinating proposal, and Andrew can bend your ear at great length about it, and it's not easy, but it's not crazy. That's my opinion.
I was under strict instructions from my staff to not get into the address change issue.
Very wise. Thank you.